The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took with them him in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even wind and sea obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
The ancient pagans were right. The Greeks, the Romans, the Celts, oracles, druids, and sages, they all knew something that enlightened modernity has all but censured as primitive superstition. They knew that what you see is not all that is. They knew the material world to be innately, deeply, inexorably spiritual, and they worshipped in fear what they did not see behind what they did. Why do the waves rise and fall? Why do the waters ebb and flow? Why does the wind blow, move, speak, even laugh? Because the waves and the wind are alive, even beyond the forces of nature you can see. St. Paul speaks of the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Likewise, St. John, too, in his great revelation, sees a beast given authority over the seas, a beast whom those same sons of disobedience worship, and of whom they cry, "Who is like the beast, and who can fight against it?" The storm that arises on the Sea of Galilee is not merely meteorological. It is an unholy spirit that rises up against Jesus in opposition to him and his people within their ark. The wind wants him. The wind wants his people. It is not content simply to buffet them on its way past to another destination. And it is a great and mighty wind. Who indeed can fight against it? Yet Jesus is not afraid, even as his people are. In fact, he sleeps at ease and at peace, because he knows that the storm is nothing more than hot air, easily dispelled by the still, small voice of his authoritative rebuke. And when awoken, he gives the simple command, be muzzled by the finger of God. Depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit. You see then that it really is only a matter of appearance. Not that the wind and the waves are not great, but that they are not as great as they appear to you to be. That blustering hot air and those sputtering waves do what wicked spirits always do. They try and get you to be afraid, so that in your fear, you believe that Jesus is not, in fact, for you. Do you not care that we are perishing? Faith and fear cannot coexist. When you give in to fear, Christ is asleep in you, which says more about you than it does about Jesus, because it means that you have forgotten the presence of Jesus with you, even if only for one fleeting moment on the sea. It means that you have forgotten to meditate upon his wondrous works and have determined his apathy instead of proclaiming his greatness. It means that you look to Jesus accusingly instead of lovingly, asking, like Job, why are you letting this happen to me? Or like the disciples, do you not care? Instead of simply asking, please save me, and trusting that he will. His rebuke against the former is always the same. Have you still no faith? Do I still, even now, need to prove to you my devotion? How long will it be until you finally accept that I do love you? In the sting of that rebuke is also the comfort and the reassurance that it is God alone who sets the world in order and who governs all things, not man and not any evil spirit. As hard as the going gets, as loud and strong as the wind may blow, as tall as the waves may rise, and as hard as they may fall, God still sets the terms. God makes the limits. God says to the spirits of affliction, thus far shall you come, and no farther. What you see is not all that is. Jesus is your great weapon against every raging spiritual storm. He is a refuge and a strength, a shield and a bulwark against the hordes of unseen foes. He invites you to believe that, sometimes even by raising the waves higher and higher, until you are finally willing to admit that you are not greater than they, but he is. And thus he says, settle and be at peace, for my power is made perfect in weakness. To be weak, according to Jesus, is nothing more than to abandon yourself into the hands of Jesus and to let him be strong for you. For you have seen that his breath is true wind and his spirit is true peace. Wherever he is, the winds of unpleasant evils are stilled, demons are cast away, and whatever faint-heartedness you experience will be strengthened and set at ease. And while the ancient pagans sing their fearful songs to the spirits of the wind and the waves, and while they worship them in fear, you, in the boat of Christ, sing hymns of hope and of joy to him who rules with authority, and marvel, free from fear, at him whom all things, both seen and unseen, visible and invisible, obey. For as the shepherd declares, do not fear the devil, for if you fear the Lord, you will rule over the devil, because he has no power. And where there is no power, there is no fear. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.